This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.
We are not a collection of red states and blue states. We are the United States of America. And in this moment, in this election, we are ready to believe again. Thank you, Iowa.
Democrat Barack Obama, after his victory in Iowa last night, a big reason for his win, young people. There were three times as many young caucus-goers in Iowa this year than last time in 2004. 57% of Democrats under the age of 30 went with Obama.
And one of them was Mike Draper. He's 24 years old. He owns a T-shirt shop in Des Moines. Day to Day's Alex Cohen went along with Mike and his wife to their local caucus in a precinct called Sherman Hill.
Needless to say, we have broken every record.
Dan Gray was the precinct chair at the Sherman Hill caucus.
Four years ago, I believe we had 60 people. Tonight, we have 207.
Dan split the crowd up into seven groups, one for each of the Democratic candidates and another for those who hadn't made their minds up yet.
If you're undecided because you really don't know, come over here. We want to see how big we are.
Turns out there were only a handful of undecideds in Sherman Hill, and most were quickly swayed, some by persistent friends, others by Obama supporters. But caucus-goers supporting second-tier candidates were tougher to sway. Mike Draper, the T-shirt guy, tried to persuade his friend, Linda Shepley, to leave her small group of Chris Dodd fans and join him in the Obama camp. Her reply? No way.
And I'm not emotionally attached to either Edwards, Hillary, or Obama. I'm emotionally attached to my guy, Chris Dodd. He's a rock star. You should come on our team. So
I can't, though. My wife's
come
over
on.
There.
What? You can bring her with you.
No,
we don't discriminate.
Now, this is where things got complicated. You see, Mike came into this caucus dead set on choosing Obama. And then after the first tally, Obama's group had 90 people, a huge majority.
No matter how many people Obama has, they only get one delegate. Bizarre little system they've come up with.
Here's how that bizarre little system works. As Mike said, no matter how big Obama's group got, they were only going to get one delegate. So they started thinking of other ways they could wield their power. A couple of them suggested sending a big enough group to Joe Biden or Chris Dodd with the thought that they could overtake the 36 people in John Edwards' camp and deprive him of his delegate.
Hi, this is Dan, Precinct 65 in Polk County. I have a situation and I need your help with it.
No one seemed quite sure if such a power play was actually legit, so the precinct captain called into the state Democratic Party to clarify. As everyone awaited word, Mike wound up caught in a large pack of utterly confused Obama supporters.
We're going to have to pull out the caucus rule book. It's like a bad game of billiards.
In the end, party rules dictated that since Edwards, Clinton, and Obama all became viable candidates in the first round of voting, that's who Sherman Hill's three delegates would go to.
62.
63.
64.
65.
At the final tally of the night, Mike was number 63 of 107 people supporting Barack Obama. And still, he points out, Obama got just that one delegate.
And you do always think it's a little unfair that Obama has, you know, over half the people at the whole thing, but then you get the same number of delegates as Hillary and Edwards.
Politics may not have been entirely pretty last night, Mike says, but he adds it'll be a whole different set of rules come next week in the New Hampshire primary, rules he thinks could lead to an even bigger victory for his candidate of choice. Alex Cohen, NPR News, Des Moines.